Gracias al doctor. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Verse 7, Sri Prahlada Vacha, Nakevalam me Bhavatasya Rajan, Savaibalam Palinam Chaparesham, Parevare me Skirajanga Maya, Brahmadevena Vasam Pranita. Translation purport by Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ji. Sri Prahlada Uvacha. Bolo.
Sri Prahlada Uvacha.
Prahlada Maharaj replied. Na.
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 Kevalam.
Kevalam.
Only.
Only.
Me.
Me.
Of me.
Of me.
Bhavata.
Bhavata.
Of yourself.
Of yourself.
Cha.
Cha.
And Rajan.
Rajan.
O great king.
Great king.
Sa.
Sa.
He.
He.
Why?
Indeed.
Indeed. Balam.
Balam.
Strength.
Strength.
Balina.
Balina.
Are the strong.
Cha.
And Aparesha.
Aparesha.
Of others.
Of others.
Pare.
Pare.
Exalted. Avare, subordinate, Ami, those, Sirajangama, moving or non-moving, living entities, A, who, Brahma Adaya, beginning from Lord Brahma, Ena, by whom, Vasam, under control, Pranita, Pura. Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear king, the source of my strength, of which you are asking, is also the source of your strength. Indeed, the original source of all kinds of strength is one. He is not only your strength or mine, but the only strength for everyone. Without him, no one can get any strength, whether moving or not moving, superior and inferior, everyone, including Lord Brahma, is controlled by the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj said,
my dear king,
the source of my strength,
of which you are asking,
is also the source of yours. Indeed, original source of all kinds of strength is one. He is not only your strength or mine, but the only strength for everyone. Without him, no one can get any strength, whether moving or not moving, superior or inferior. Everyone, including Lord Brahma, is controlled by the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, 41, Yadyad Vibhuti Masattvam Srimad Urjitam Eva Tatta Deva Avagashyattam Amatejonsa Sambhavam. Know that all beautiful, glorious, mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. This is confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj. He wants his extraordinary strength or power anywhere. It is derived from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To give an example, there are different grades of fire, but all of them derive heat and light from the sun. Similarly, all living in big or small are dependent on nature, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One's only duty is surrender, for one is a servant and cannot independently attain the position of master. One can attain the position of master only by the mercy of the master, not independently, unless one understands this philosophy. is still a moolha. In other words, he is not very intelligent. The moolhas, the asses who do not have this intelligence, cannot surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Understanding the subordinate position of the living entity takes millions of births. But when one is actually wise, he surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, 19, Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudevam Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudalava. After many births and deaths, he will actually in knowledge surrenders to me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all there is. Such a great soul is very rare. Prahlad Maharaj was such a great soul, a Mahatma. Therefore, he completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. He was confident that Krishna would give him protection under all circumstances. Shikshur unmilitam yena tasmai sri gurave namah sri chaitanya mano bhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadam yandurati swapadantaka. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Kriya Sadhu Gaura Bhaktar Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 As Srila Prabhupada had said in the Bhagavad Gita, whatever we may be in life, we may have abilities, we may not have abilities. We may have strength or we may not have strength. But one should give whatever he is, whatever he has, in the service of the Lord. So, we don't do that conditioned life. Conditioned means we don't know. We don't know Krishna. We don't know that our main business, our complete business is Krishna. So we are forced to work under some boss, some master, and we think we are the doers. We think it is our strength, it's my strength, it is my achievement. So completely lost sight. People who have completely lost sight, they think in terms of I and mine. But anyone has common sense. As you examine your own life, as you examine the happenings around the world, no one is in control. Someone else's control is over us. That is what human beings are supposed to search. That is what human beings are supposed to learn. It's how human beings are supposed to act upon. person will not be at peace, will not be satisfied, will always clash. The moment you are disconnected from Krishna, you don't know how your mind will function. Just your karmas will push you around, kick you around. So that's why we should know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we should know that Krishna is the Supreme Controller. Krishna is the best relation. So we very carefully look into the Bhagavad Gita. What is good for me? Krishna has said many things. So am I living up to the instructions of Krishna? So that is called civilization, that is called proper conduct, that is called the meaningful way of life. It is a very rare person, as it is mentioned here, Bhavanam Janmanamante, Jnanavan Mahaprabhudate. Not a easy thing. The most difficult thing in life to come to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very rare souls. Just by knowing who is God. Don't think ISKCON people are propagating Krishna consciousness and people, there are many, many other sects and missions and there are many other Swamis. The question of who is right and wrong, what is the basis of saying that so and so is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Very specific, precise. There is no room for any speculation. Krishna is both black and white. Krishna is both the biggest and the smallest. Krishna is good and bad. It is contradiction. Krishna is truth and untruth. There nothing is outside Krishna. Today only we were reading the 9th chapter where Krishna is saying, Maya tatam vidam sarvam jagatam vyaktamurtina masani sarvabhutani nachahanta shasthita nachamastani bhutani nachamastani bhutani Bhuta Brahma Bhutasta Mamatma Bhuta Bhana. And he's giving a very beautiful example. Yathakasa Sita Nityam Vayu Sarvata Gamahan Tata Sarvani Bhutani Masani Tukudara. Say, wind is moving in all directions. That way it is independent. Is it right? Sometimes wind is moving this way, sometimes wind is going this way, sometimes wind is very fast, sometimes wind is very quiet. As well as independent. Independent can move, people can move anywhere. People in prison, they cannot move as you like, restricted. It looks like the wind has no restriction. It's just independent. But the overall vision, overall, like you know, we are on the Earth planet, and it looks like Earth is flat. And we are only seeing so much. This much. You go outside the Earth planet and watch. It's not, Earth is not unlimited expanse. Earth is like a football. It's like that. And then it's not flat. And it's not just what we see here in our experience. It's so much more. So similarly, that means we look like independent, but we cannot get out of the Earth planet. Let's say I'm going to America, I'm going here, but whatever is going out of Earth planet. Not probably. The mechanical means you cannot get out. Let's say, did anyone settle down outside the Earth planet? No. They are making excursions. They are going and coming back. Because they are scientists, they don't want to admit their foolishness or they don't want to admit their limitations. If a scientist says, I am foolish, then why are you going to do like this to someone else? You get all of it. So, we are all cheaters, everyone. Everyone is a cheater in this world. Maybe even Vaishnavas are cheaters. Only a pure devotee is not a cheater. Unless you are a pure devotee, you have no false ego. And you are completely dependent on Krishna. Then you are not ashamed to admit your fault. Krishna made me to do the fault. Why should I not admit it? What is the problem? But because we are not surrendering to the ego, we only want to claim the good things we do. See, I did this, I did this. We don't tell our bad things, our bad side we don't say. We all pose to be very nice people. Because real Vaishnava is saying, I'm total nonsense. Real Vaishnava is saying, he knows that. It's up to Krishna. What I will do and what I will not do. Completely dependent. Prahlad Maharaj, such a powerful person, but he's kicked around so many ways. Prahlad was not ordinary, he's a Mahajan. But he's simply pierced with the lances. Thrown off an eclipse, and he was boiled in the oil, and he was mounted by elephants on his body, and he was put in deadly snakes. Prabhupada, if he wanted, he is the greatest yogi. He can simply disappear from everything. And Arendra will be more puzzled. The Ramsabha is the most powerful man. Oh, my son can trick me more than my tricks. Is that right? A devotee can do more tricks than a mystic yogi. But because devotees don't take anything upon themselves, they just depend on Krishna. And they act as Krishna dictates to them from within. They don't think I know better, I can protect myself, and I know how to decide things. No. Whatever situation Krishna arranges, this is I am supposed to adjust here. The Krishna is arranging specially for me. That's why a devotee is not accelerated, excited, and a devotee is not morose, a devotee is transcendental. For him, material good, material bad, a devotee he doesn't consider. He says, if material bad, am I discourage him to act for Krishna. I should not be there. And then conducive, convenient atmosphere, do you think something special is happening? No, he is not bothered about success or failure. The devotee is just happy serving the Lord. The success and failure may make a difference to a non-devotee, encouraged or discouraged. A devotee's emotions are steady, consistent, because he is not affected by mundane realities. Simply he is in tune with the Lord. What does my Lord want me to do? He doesn't find fault with anybody. He doesn't become uncomfortable with anybody. He doesn't keep others. Suppose you make a grave mistake, not purposefully, but somehow, really, the devotees never plan to do bad things. Actually, no one. No one wants to, no one, generally, an average human being, they don't plan to do bad things. But they are overpowered. The mind is taking over. He wants to be a good man, but on this part, he becomes very irritated, he has. And if he is a conscientious person, he immediately apologizes. I'm sorry. I did not want to, but somehow I misbehaved. Can you forgive me? And the other person, if he is also a kind of devotee, no, don't mind. Everybody makes mistakes. Don't mind. Don't encourage. Not that you try to embarrass him. You try to embarrass him and make him uncomfortable to stay. The associated devotees, it feels like going away. I'm not treated properly here. A devotee never will do like that. A devotee means he wants to serve other devotees. That's a devotee. So, the company of devotees, can there be a better company than the company of devotees? No. The devotees are supposed to be the most refined people on earth. Can there be a better person than the devotee? If you are a devotee, can there be a better person who is not a devotee but can be a better than you? Not possible. That's why Prabhupada could win the hearts. We win the hearts of some good people because our devotion is not so strong. We are singing the Shadgosha Ashtakam. Dhera Dhera Jana Prayakaro Nirmasarav Pujitav. Sri Chaitanya Krupa Bharav Guru Varava Antarako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raviro Sri Jiva Gopala. Dhera Dhera Jana Prayakaro. The devotees are willing to give association to gentle people and ruffians. Dhira Adhira. Dhira means sober person. Adhira means very shaky person. No control over his emotions. So, similarly, the same Shadgosha Ashtakam, we read that although the Shadgoswamis, they were not ordinary people, by material standard, the Shadgoswamis were very capable people. They are ministers, they are aristocratic people, they are very learned people, very influential people, very aristocratic people, very learned people. If they want positions in the society, they will get any position. But Tattvatvarna Matsyasya Mandalapatim Sriyanin Sadhati Shivat Bhutvadena Ganeshya Karanaya Kaupina Kantasutta. They were moving around. Like very simple people. When a person is very simple, people can approach them easily. Suppose I behave like a Sai Baba or I behave like a Ram Rahim, nobody can approach them. But a devotee is not like that. A devotee is very... So anyway, I can always approach Maharaj and express my difficulty. Maharaj is not able to move into my weakness. I found it. Just make your face black and white together. So I understood your weakness. A devotee is not like that. A devotee is simply, he takes a... He knows that everything is happening by Krishna's arrangement, and only thing is we have to become more Krishna conscious, but to become more in touch with Krishna. And anybody can improve their life. Help yourself. Help yourself. Help yourself means take the help of Krishna. Krishna wants to help you. But you say, no, I don't want to be around. What can Krishna do? Krishna is not going to force you. So, but the Vaishnavas, they are there to help you. But if you resist their help, what can be done? That is your own choice. That's why the Vaishnava philosophy is, I want to be a puppet in the hands of Krishna and Vaishnavas. I don't know what is good for me. I don't know what to do and what not to do. So I want to be guided by the Vaishnavas. I want to check with Vaishnavas. Whenever you have a dilemma, whenever you have a problem, instead of making grave mistakes, just consult. Prabhupada said, no one is above consultation. Only one person, Krishna. But still Krishna is also consulting. Krishna is consulting Uddhava, Krishna is consulting devotees all the time. And Krishna is consulting the Brahmins. When Brahmins come to visit him, he knows everything. Ram and Krishna, did they consult or not? Sadhya Brahmin. Not that they needed to. They did not know. But all of us need. So when the Lord comes into this material world, just to tell us, don't be puffed up. Don't be independent, and don't be proud. You may be a very capable person, like we are reading about strength here. Kailas Maharaj talked about the strength. So sometimes like I got an SMS, WhatsApp message. So the bird eats worms. Birds eat worms. What are worms? Worm. What is the spelling and what is the meaning? Here our Indian will tell. What is worm? Puru. Purugal. In the Prabhupada English was about the M.A. Telugu. Dada. Prabhupada English was about the I got ready. It's in a dictionary like it. I was reading some article by Mahavishnu Goswami. I'm reading the book. There. Maharaj opened a school in Rajkot. Gujarat, Prahlad International School. Then all devotee children there, take admission there, because devotees, parents want their children to be devotees. But some workers were there who cannot afford to send their children to school. But devotees are kind of, if somebody wants them, please come. We want to make others devotees. So, one construction worker whose son he cannot afford, then generally they become also laborers. But Maharaj was so kind. All right, we are getting a free child who can be educated in Krishna consciousness. All right. And then that guy, within no time, within 1 year, he started speaking English. So Maharaj said, see, Krishna's blessings are there. His parents have no education background. He is born in a very poor family. Just because he allowed himself to be part of Krishna consciousness, that means anybody can improve. Don't think, don't hesitate. And then I tell you, Telugu medium, how I am going to. No. What if Krishna wants anything? You know, if Guru Maharaj, Deputy Maharaj, he was an American. But now he is a scholar in Bengali. Is it right? He writes books, he speaks. And, like authority. Not that you know some Bengali, not some Bengali. Full. If he speaks Bengali to big, big audiences in Radhayatra, Kolkata. And then full. That means you can, like any literature person. So you wonder how can an American come and speak Bengali so fluently. Alright? So you can speak Telugu like that. It's a question of taking the Guru's order seriously. To bring us. Now, spiritual life is always a careful life. It's nothing like chalega, chala, chala, chalega. That's not like that. Everything, whenever we are, let's say, I said, don't make kirtan a ritual. Kirtan is a ritual at all, like an obvious kirtan. No. Whenever you are coming to the kirtan or japa, immediately, the holy name is non-different from Krishna. All right. Full attention, full enthusiasm, full carefulness. Any activity in the temple, any activity in the temple, not the only kirtan before the deities, anything anywhere you are doing, this is about achieving something. Make it very clear. Five men Padaran is a few. Padaran left it, I bend it. You take a soft moon. Make it clear. Anytime when you are walking here and there in the temple, not that no, I don't see anything. The devotees are very, very cleanliness conscious. I don't know, you all move from my room and some scrap papers are there and that. Even though, why the paper is here? If everybody in the temple is conscious like that, just imagine the standard of the temple. Whoever finds something that takes a little time in day, but whoever is watching, some light is going on, some fan is going on, and that's it. Not that a devotee is not a lost or a guy without mind. Devotee means no waste, because he's seeing Krishna everywhere. How can Krishna's energy be wasted when you're eating? If you're really conscious of Krishna, I should take on the almond and eat. This is called a devotee. Not that, I know how to live Mangalarti. You know, I know this very slow down. That's good. But that is not enough. Devotee means by consciousness. Not how many slokas, how many tunes, that is not. But are you able to remember Krishna all day? Like I took him yesterday. How many months you are here now? How many weeks are over? How many weeks? 3 months, and he lived in the same bathroom every day. And yesterday, I suppose when he came to take back, I happened to be there getting my head shaved up, and I was watching. Sekhar, is he cleanliness conscious or not? All black floor, and he's simply going and taking that. I said, Sekhar, why don't you just use your leg and do like this? And all black is coming out. Then when they're going to the bathroom, and he said, bathroom is not good, it takes 2 minutes. I asked him, I made him clean it. I said, how much time it takes? He said, 2 minutes. That means actually, if you are conscious, it doesn't take much time. Like you can put a mug of water. But we don't do that. But daily, like as though in ignorance, daily you see all the death of prayer. Then you are really in the mode of ignorance. People who are Krishna conscious, they don't have to be told. People who are Krishna conscious, Krishna tells from within. Suppose you are staying in a temple, you don't have good relation with the devotees. Then immediately Krishna is telling you from outside, from inside. But you have a headstrong mind. We don't want to kick out Krishna. Don't tell me from inside. And when a Vaishnava said, no, I don't want to hear. I don't think of such a big authority for me. Then we will be loser. We will be loser. Why we are here? We are not here to pass our time. We are here to improve our Krishna consciousness. Not that you are chanting 16 rounds. Is it enough? That's good. But you are supposed to be Krishna conscious. That means everything clean, with everybody relations good, and you are always very compassionate to new people. It's your nature. When I see new people, I'm seeing them. Let me talk to them a little bit. Maybe I may not talk to them in my life again. Because these people have come. Two people have come. And they come to them in the world. They are new to the temple. If you just introduce Hare Krishna to them, you don't have to go big time people. Please. Why don't you chant Hare Krishna? That will help you. God's name. Complete preaching is done. Right? What is more to be learned? Why? In order to make our life success, what we are supposed to do? Chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Right? All reading books, all the classes. Oh, why they are all there? Suppose you do Bhakti Sastri, you go to Pune, big time learning, and then come back, but you cannot see in the bathroom land clear. Bhakti Sastri, you don't know how to do that. The qualification is going to be embarrassed. If you don't have qualification, all right, you don't know who follow. That's the thing. So, devotee means we are trying to improve our consciousness. There is nothing like I have learned everything. Now I am a perfect soul. I don't have to do that to everybody. No. Every day is a new challenge. Every day is a fresh opportunity. You know that? You may be nonsense till today. Don't worry. Whatever is gone, gone. Alright, now Krishna has given another, what is that? Another daybreak. Dawn. Dawn and dusk. Surya. Whenever you see sunrise, a devotee is very hopeful. Krishna, maybe today I should improve a little more. Okay, you are getting another 24 hours. If I will improve. Somehow because of our mental. Today we wasted. Krishna, alright, take this opportunity. Krishna is never tired of giving opportunities to you. Take. This is all about life. Life is simple, but we have to cooperate. That's all. Right? Life is not outside life because they are not devotees. It's very complicated life. The devotees' life is simply very simple life. Be submissive, chant Hare Krishna, and Krishna will take your service very happily. Simply, you are the humble person and chant Hare Krishna. And whatever you are, you get Krishna in action. Because the qualification is not how big or small you get. You haven't become humble. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sera Prabhupada. So this is our temple cows pure ghee soup. The little ghee. So I said that don't give to one person. Make some preparation that everybody can get pretty good. Otherwise only Maharaj is taking pure ghee on. So this is the